Jessica, New Mexico has seen a number of rising cases of COVID-19. We have seen a spike in cases here in southern New Mexico. Health officials announced last week that rapid testing sites for COVID-19 would be opening in southern New Mexico. Now, you have some information on some testing sites that have opened in Otero County?
Correct. So a dozen cities across southern and southeast New Mexico were getting these rapid testing sites. They were up as of Thursday, November 5th. And in Alamogordo, the Alamogordo Civic Center was converted into a testing site. The public was invited to come in to take one of the self-administered COVID-19 tests. The service was free, and the thought was that the more people are tested, the better we can understand the spread and the impact of COVID-19 in the southern counties. The site was going to be open as long as tests were available. Now, it does require a pre-registration, so anybody still interested will have to go to cvprovider.nmhealth.org to register. Again, it's a free service. And your responses are confidential, anonymous, and it's a great way to know whether or not you've been exposed to or impacted by COVID-19.
Okay, now you also have news about positive cases at two elementary schools. Can you tell us a little bit more about these cases?
So, Anthony, the officials at the Alamogordo Public Schools aren't telling us whether it was a student or a staff member who tested positive, but they are saying because there was a single case at two elementaries that they were going to move those students to a virtual environment. For those wondering why kids were in school, I will remind them that at the state level, children under the age of five were allowed to do partial in-person, partial virtual education. So Mountain View Elementary School and Yucca Elementary will both move to virtual learning platforms.
We also have news of a number of cases among city and county employees in the area. What can you share with us?
Correct. So we all went to the polls on November 6th, but it seems that there was some impact for our county workers. There were six Otero County employees who were diagnosed or tested positive for COVID-19 over the weekend. Some of them worked in the Otero County Sheriff's Office, but some were in the Otero County Clerk's Office as well. That means that the offices will be closed. There will be deep cleaned and sanitized, according to Otero County Emergency Services Director Matt Clark. Now, at the city, there were also several employees who tested positive, and the City Hall offices will be closed temporarily while deep cleaning is underway there.
Okay, now COVID-19 has impacted a lot of festivals that we usually enjoy around this time of the year, but there is one tradition in our area that will continue on through this pandemic, and that is getting Christmas tree permits from the Lincoln National Forest. Can you tell us more about that?
Lincoln National Forest is one of our local treasures, and for families who are looking for something to do outdoors that limits their exposure to the virus, going into the forest and cutting down Christmas trees is always a great experience. Now, permits are on sale beginning November 16th. This year, they're making the purchase of permits really easy. All you have to do is go to recreation.gov, choose Lincoln National Forest, and purchase your Christmas tree permit. And the best news there is that permits are only $5.
Jessica, thanks for the update. We'll talk to you next week.
I look forward to it.